Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Broglio reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. White reaches second base with a double. Braulio scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal juggles the ball. That's an error on Neal. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Braulio strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Boyer moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal strikes out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Broglio hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Broglio covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Carmel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Broglio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Roger Craig. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Larry Bierneth now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Al Jackson pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. Cannell moves to third. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.